Defence Housing Australia will be privatised to help the federal government meet its budget plans announced tomorrow. The agency is one of four to be sold and more than 70 to be closed or merged. The government estimates the sale will raise $1 billion for government coffers. I spoke to Shadow Defence Secretary Gay Brodman about the announcement earlier today.
My father-in-law was in an ADF member, and the housing that my husband grew up in was pretty basic. And so the housing that that defence personnel currently enjoy is large thanks to DHA and the support and services they provide. So I'm concerned about the ongoing housing security for these personnel.
Defence Housing Australia was created in 1987 because of widespread dissatisfaction with the state of housing available to families of defence personnel.
Look, the DHA has been an extremely successful part of defence support arrangements, and it's vastly improved the housing circumstances of defence personnel since its inception. It enjoys great support from defence members who have given it a 92% satisfaction rating. So as the saying goes, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. ADF personnel and their families are right to be concerned today because they have to relocate on a regular basis, and they deserve to have an efficient and responsive organisation that looks after this important aspect of their lives.
Since the agency's creation, affordable housing with flexible leases has become regarded as an important benefit of the job.
Given the difficulties of recruiting defence personnel, it's seen as an important perk. It's very much about maintaining the quality of personnel.
Professor Peter Phibbs is an expert in urban and regional planning at the University of Sydney. He specialises in affordable housing programs. I asked him what the changes might mean for defence personnel.
Hard to say. There might be, for personnel, there might be perhaps less choice, and possibly some more pressure on costs, but that really depends on the nature of the contract that the government enters into with the prospective purchaser.
Defence housing has been a good source of government revenue, about 6 to 7% on investment.
The last financial year is $61 million.
Mm-hmm.
So what the government would be trying to do essentially would be to capitalise that income stream into a larger amount, obviously, that makes the government look good. But it would mean in subsequent years their deficit would be, other things being equal, $61 million, depending on what they did with the proceeds of the sale. So governments with short time horizons are quite attracted to privatisation because you collect the cash up quite quickly. You can use it for your own political purposes. The notion of a longer-term income stream disappearing sometimes is missed in that equation. But people don't give you money for government assets unless they're making money. So you get some cash in the short term, you lose an income stream in the long term.
Gay Brotman.
You've got this dividend that's being provided by this service. You've got a 92% satisfaction rate of the ADF personnel. Why are they tinkering with it? If they, if they want a better dividend, then explain or let us know if that's what you're actually doing here. Why are you privatising, or why do they want to privatise this organisation? That's the question.
That was Shadow Parliamentary Secretary for Defence, Gay Brodman, speaking with me earlier today.